Ho there, and welcome to the Swords and Scrolls podcast. I'm your guide, Jared Savitas. Hey, thank you for giving this quick listen. I wanted to take a few minutes here to explain to you, give you my backstory of my fandom of the genre of heroic fantasy and high adventure. So at the age of 6, my family went out and saw Star Wars, and I fell asleep. But that very same year, we went and saw Sinbad and the Eye of the Tiger, and I was ensorcelled by that movie. It sparked a flame for adventure, high fantasy, monsters, swords, and sorcery. And that flame grew into a roaring fire fed by cartoons like Tarzan, Lord of the Jungle, and my personal favorite, the best cartoon of all time, Thundar the Barbarian. Shortly after, comic books arrived in my life, and I was immediately drawn to Conan the Barbarian, Cole the Destroyer, Khazar the Savage, Red Sonja, She-Devil with a Sword, ElfQuest, and Arik, Son of Thunder. Superheroes held mild interest for me. But I became obsessed with these comics. And upon discovery of the black and white magazines, like Savage Tales, Conan the Barbarians, and Savage Sword of Conan, graphic storytelling became my drug of choice. I am still chasing that dragon to this day. Dungeons & Dragons, as well as the Fighting Fantasy game books by Steve Jackson and Ian Livingston, sealed my fate. Now that there is the origin story, simply and directly. Now what can you expect from this podcast? Now each episode, I will be inviting a guest to discuss comics, movies, and more, which made me into the monster that I am today. The main focus being the comics of the 70s and 80s. But I'm not going to restrain myself from recent and modern entries into the genre either. But together, we will learn the guest's origin and relationship with heroic fantasy, if they have a relationship at all. And we're going to have a damn fine time doing it. I've plotted some extra features, such as Swords and Supers, where we will discuss comics involving where fantasy and superheroes collide. For example, when the wizard Kulan Goth transformed Manhattan into a likeness of his own time in the pages of The Uncanny X-Men. The show will have an irregular schedule as we get our bearings here in the Land of Scrolls. But I ask for your understanding and patience as we grow from humble beginnings into a full-fledged hero. Believe me when I tell you, great adventures await you, should you accept this quest. I want to take a minute to get a couple thank yous out. First off, I want to thank Joe and Matt over at the Two-Headed Nerd podcast. Those guys offered me a space where Swords and Scrolls was born. Matt and Jacob over at the Bronze Age Monsters podcast have given me advice. Their excitement and encouragement I did not see coming. My brother-in-law, Marty, he designed the cover art. You can go see his work over at Spaghetti Toes. And lastly, my spiritual brother, soul brother, John, he helped me with a lot of technical fiddly bits to get this podcast out there to you people. Go find more of his work over at johnbunger.com. Many thanks, Dog Brothers. Also, the theme music is by Knoll, G-N-O-L-L. They are courtesy of Heimat der Katastrophe. All rights are reserved. You can check them out on Bandcamp. I should have links for all this crap in the notes. So prepare yourselves. There's much ahead of us. In the meantime, you can find us over on Instagram at Swords and Scrolls Pod, where I will post what each episode will be about before it hits, giving you time to read along or not. We are kicking things off by reading Thongor, Warrior of Lost Lemuria, starting with Creatures on the Loose. Issues 22 and 23 will be the first episode's discussion. Hope to see you there. Until next time, in the words of Queen Calanthe, Lioness of Sintra, keep your sword close and keep moving.